I like to start with something funny, and I heard about this positive farmer and this negative farmer. When it would rain, the positive farmer would say, "Lord, thank you for watering our crops." The negative farmer would say, "Yeah, but if it keeps this up, it's going to rot the roots." He was always so negative. One day they went bird hunting together in a boat, and the positive farmer just got a new bird dog, and he was so proud of him. Shot a bird, it fell in the water. Said to the negative farmer, "Watch this." The dog jumped out of the boat, ran on top of the water, picked the bird up, ran back on top of the water, put it in the boat. Said, "What'd you think?" Negative farmer said, "I should have known it. That dog can't even swim." Say it like you mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same, never, 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 I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. God bless you. I want to talk to you today about tell yourself a new story. We all have a story of how we see ourselves and how we see our future. It comes from how we were raised, what people have said, our successes and failures. For some people, their story is negative. I've been hurt too much. I could never love again. I'm at a disadvantage. I could never be successful. I have big dreams, but I don't have the talent, the experience. You know what's stopping you? Your story. You're being limited by what you're telling yourself. What you believe about yourself, how you see your circumstances, the story that you've written will override what anyone else says. It's more powerful even than the facts. You can be incredibly gifted. You have a great personality. But if you tell yourself that you're average, you don't have much to offer, your gifts won't come out like they should. God says He has mercy for your mistakes, that He's not holding your past against you. But if you tell yourself that you're washed up, you've blown it too many times, live in regrets, you're going to miss the new things God has in store. Is the story you're telling yourself keeping you from rising higher? Why don't you tell yourself a new story? The scripture says God is the author and finisher of your faith. He's the author. Psalm 139 says, "All of your days were written before you were born." God has already written your story. The key is to get your story in line with His story. God says His plans for you are for good, to give you a future and a hope. He calls you a masterpiece, valuable, victorious, and overcomer. He said what was meant for harm, He's turning to your advantage. You may have been through bad breaks, things that are not fair. The enemy would love to alter your story. He would love to rewrite what God says about you. You need to take that pen back, cross out all those lies, and tell yourself a new story. God says He has beauty for those ashes, and He'll pay you back for the wrongs. You wouldn't be alive unless He had good things in front of you. Don't let circumstances, what didn't work out, what you think you don't have, convince you to live with the wrong story. Your story is setting the limits for your life. Quit telling yourself that you'll never be successful, never get out of debt, never meet the right person. Tell yourself a new story. I'm made in the image of God. I'm crowned with favor. I'm a masterpiece. There is greatness in me. What I touch prospers and succeeds. Blessings are chasing me down. My latter days will be better than my former days. That's the story God has written about you. Is your story contradicting His story? Have you let people, circumstances, doubt, negativity rewrite your story? Don't let someone else become the author. Take that pen back and tell yourself a new story. When my father went to be with the Lord, I knew I was supposed to step up and pastor the church. The problem was the wrong story was playing in my mind. I'd told myself for years that I couldn't get up in front of people. I was too quiet. I didn't have the training. The personality, I wouldn't know what to say. All these thoughts said, "Joel, look at your dad. He was strong, bold, outgoing. He had a lot of experience. No one's going to listen to you." I had to do what I'm asking you to do. I started telling myself a new story. I went back to the one who had written my story, the one who breathed life into me, the one who knew me before I was formed in my mother's womb. I said, God, I'm going to let you be the author of my story. I'm going to believe that I'm strong in the Lord and the power of your might. I'm going to believe that I can do all things through Christ, that I'm equipped, empowered, and anointed, that my gifts will come out to the full. Lord, I believe you've raised me up for such a time as this. When you get your story in line with what God says, things will happen that you couldn't make happen. I wouldn't be up here today if I had not told myself a new story. I'd let the fear, intimidation, insecurity keep playing. Don't let the wrong story keep you from your greatness. Well, Joel, I can't lead my department. I can't get up in front of people. I'm not that talented. Who told you that? Where did that story come from? Could it be that a wrong story is keeping you from rising higher? I can't make A's in school. I'm not that smart. All I can make are C's. You have to realize the enemy has taken that pen and rewrote your story. I can't break the addiction. I'll never get out of this neighborhood. Never accomplish my dream. It's too late for me. As long as you believe that story, it's going to become a reality. God didn't create you to just get by, survive life. He created you to excel, to leave your mark. He said you are to reign in life. But victory starts in our mind. The scripture says, be careful how you think because your thoughts run your life. Your story is setting the limits for your life. God came to Moses after he'd been living in the desert for 40 years and said, Moses, go tell the Pharaoh to let my people go. Moses said, God, I can't stand before Pharaoh. I stutter. I have a problem with my speech. You know I don't speak well. God said, Moses, who made your tongue? Who made your mouth? Do you think God would ask you to do something and then not give you the ability to do it? Do you think he'd choose you to be here at this time in history and not give you everything you need to live a victorious life, to overcome obstacles, to leave your family better than they were before? What was the problem? Moses had the wrong story. He was telling himself, I'm unqualified. I'm at a disadvantage. I have these limitations. The story you believe is the story that's going to come to pass. When you tell God what you can't do, God, I can't get well. You saw the report. I can't start my business. I'm not that talented. I can't do something significant. I come from the wrong family. God says to you what he said to Moses. Who made you? Who wrote your story? Who gave you your gifts? Who picked out your family? Who lined up the good breaks? Who planned out your days? The creator of the universe, the God who spoke worlds into existence. He's your author. He's written your story. You're not doing life on your own. Go back to what he says about you. It's interesting, as little children, we start off with big dreams. We're going to be an astronaut, an architect, a scientist, a singer. Little boy told me last week he was going to design airplanes. He knew everything about avionics. As a child, we have no limits. We believe we can do great things. But over time, our dreams start to get watered down. People tell us what we can't do, go through disappointments, things that are not fair. Life starts to rewrite our story. We let the negative taint how we see ourselves and what we're capable of. We end up settling for so much less than God has for us. Pay attention to the story you're telling yourself. Go back to what God put in your heart. He wants you to dream again, to believe again, to love again. Don't let a wrong story limit your destiny. Don't believe that lie that says, just live with the sickness, the depression. I'll never get well. I'll never go to college. I'll never meet the right person. Let me just make it through life. Tell yourself a new story. You can still accomplish your dream. You can still get well, still meet someone awesome, still go to new levels. Delete that old story. Get rid of that limited thinking. That's what's stopping the new things that God has in store. This is the mistake the Israelites made. God brought them out of slavery. parted the Red Sea and took them toward the promised land. It was a great day. Their dreams were coming to pass. They were finally free. But the problem is they always saw themselves as former slaves, at a disadvantage. We've been through too much. Every time they faced opposition, they complained. They were afraid. At the promised land, God told them he would give them the victory. But they said, Moses, people are too big. We don't have a chance. Let's go back to Egypt. Let's go back to being slaves. Notice how powerful a wrong story is. After being in slavery, mistreated, abused, they said, we want to go back to that same environment. They came out of Egypt, but Egypt never came out of them. If you don't change the story you're telling yourself, you'll go back to things that don't make sense. God delivered them from the Pharaoh. He brought water out of a rock. They had seen firsthand his awesome power. It seemed so logical, so easy for them to say, this is a new day. God has done great things. We're free. Let's go into the promised land. Instead, they kept that slave mentality. The story they told themselves is, we'll always be defeated. This is our lot in life. But I love the fact that the children of these Israelites had a different story. Their attitude was, we've seen the suffering, being mistreated, wandering through the desert. That may be what our parents accepted, but that is not our lot in life. We're going to go into the promised land. We're going to eat the fruit. We're going to live in houses we didn't build and enjoy the blessings God has in store for us. Their parents saw themselves as former slaves. These children saw themselves as sons and daughters of the Most High God, not at a disadvantage, but surrounded by favor. 40 years earlier, their parents turned around from the promised land and wandered in the desert. Now these children went into that same land, defeated the opposition, and lived there in a place of abundance. The difference was the story they told themselves. Their parents could have gone in. They could have enjoyed years of God's favor, but they let their doubts, their fears, their opposition rewrite their story. Don't do like these parents. Don't let a wrong story, what you've been through, what looks too big, what hasn't happened, convince you that you can't defeat your giants. You can't accomplish your dreams. You can't be healthy, successful, fulfilled. The enemy got your pen. He's altering the story that God wrote for you. Get that pen back. Cross out all those lies. This has to start in your own heart, your own mind. God is not going to force his destiny, his favor, his blessings. You have to get in agreement with him. And this is what my father did. The story he was told growing up, the story he saw modeled was, we're poor. We'll never do anything significant. The odds are against us. His parents were farmers and they lost everything during the Great Depression. They were doing their best to survive. I understand that tough times can come and life can throw us curves. You may be in poverty, but don't ever let poverty get in you. Don't develop a poor mindset where all you believe for is just enough to get by. Don't accept that as your destiny. God has an abundant life for you. He knows how to make streams in the desert, how to bring you out of struggle and lack, give you a bountiful life. But maybe you need to change the story you're telling yourself. 17 years old, my father gave his life to Christ, the first one in his family. He had no money. He had to drop out of high school to work on the farm, no future to speak of. But something came alive on the inside. He made a decision at 17 that his children would never be raised in the poverty and lack that he was raised in. What happened? He started telling himself a new story. Instead of you're stuck in this environment, you'll never get ahead, never make anything out of your life, his attitude was, I'm destined to do great things. The favor of God is on my life. Opening doors no person can shut. Taking me where I can't go on my own. He felt God calling him to become a pastor. And he told his parents he was going to leave home and go out and start ministering. They said, John, all you know how to do is work on the farm. You better stay here with us. You're going to get out there and fail. They meant well, but you can't let other people put their story on you. Don't let their defeat, their negativity, their limited vision keep you from believing that you can rise higher. People are not the author of your story. God is. He called you. He anointed you. He put the dreams in you. Other people may not understand. They may try to talk you into watering down your dream. No, keep the right story playing in your mind. My father left that day, and that started a journey more rewarding and more fulfilling than he ever imagined. He ministered for over 50 years, saw God's favor in amazing ways. But maybe like my father, the environment you were raised in has tainted your story. The people you grew up around or who you're with now don't believe for much, except mediocrity. You have to be the one to break out of that rut. Don't let that negative story limit your life. That was fine for them, but this is a new day. God wants you to go further. He has things in your future that are much greater than you can imagine. Now get in agreement with Him. Quit telling yourself that you're limited, you've gone as far as you can, you'll always struggle. No, tell yourself a new story. Have an abundant mentality. Lord, thank you that my cup runs over. Thank you that I live under the open windows of heaven, that you take pleasure in prospering me, that I will leave an inheritance to my children's children. I read about this bear. He had lived in a 12-foot by 12-foot cage all of his life since he was a little cub. During the day, he would pace back and forth, hours at a time. He stayed in that limited environment year after year. It was very unfair. There was no way for the bear to live. He was created to run and be free. One day he was discovered by the authorities. They made arrangements for him to be taken to a zoo. It was a large area, big pools of water, rocks to climb on. Everywhere you looked, there was green grass. It was like a dream setting. They transported the bear, opened the cage, so excited, but the bear wouldn't get out. They had to push him into the green grass. They thought eventually he'd take off running, explore the new surroundings, you know, the pools. But all the bear ever did was walk in a 12-foot square. He never went to the pools, never climbed the rocks, never played with the other bears. He got out of the cage, but that cage never got out of him. His story was, I'm stuck. I'm limited. I can't go any further. When the truth is, he had a whole field to play in. The story you tell yourself is very powerful. How we were raised, what we saw modeled growing up, the environment we're in now can create these boundaries in our mind to where we adapt to what's around us. Even though God has all kinds of amazing things in store, if you tell yourself that you've reached your limits, you can't get well, you can't accomplish a dream, like that bear, you'll miss the fullness of your destiny. The story you tell yourself is the story that's going to come to pass. My encouragement is the cage is open. God has a big life for you. Favor, opportunity, freedom, great relationships. Get in agreement with Him. Tell yourself a new story. You don't have to figure out how it's going to happen. All you have to do is believe. Mark chapter 5, there was a lady that had been sick for 12 years. And she had gone to the best doctors, spent all of her money, but nothing had helped. You can imagine how discouraged she was, and how weak and frail. The story she was telling herself was, this sickness is permanent. There's nothing else I can do. It's just a bad break. She continued to go downhill. But one day she heard that Jesus was passing through her town. Despite how she felt, despite the circumstances, she told herself a new story. She said, when I touch the edge of His robe, I will be healed. The scripture says she kept saying to herself, I'm going to get well. Healing is coming. Things are about to change. She deleted her old story and started telling herself a new story. Faith began to rise in her heart. As she kept saying, healing is coming, she began to make her way through the crowd. When she touched His robe, she was instantly healed. Like this lady, you may have a good reason to have a negative story. You're facing a challenge in your health, your finances, a relationship. It's easy to let defeated thoughts, can't do it thoughts, it's never going to work out thoughts play in your mind. That's when you have to do like her, dig down deep and say, no, I'm deleting that story. I will be the exception. I will get well. I will see my family restored. I will break this addiction. I will lend and not borrow. I will accomplish my God-given dream. Give God something to work with. You can't have an old story and see the new things He wants to do. Many times our story is what's limiting us, what we're telling ourselves. We're looking at it in the natural, but God is supernatural. This is what faith is all about. That's why God said to Moses, "Who made your tongue?" He was saying, "Moses, you're looking at it only with your ability. Don't you realize I have all power? I created the universe. Nothing can stop my plan from coming to pass." God has already written your story. Yes, there will be ups and downs, challenges and victories, but there's nothing you'll come up against that He doesn't already have a solution. He won't let you get in a problem that He can't bring you out of. The key is to not let that wrong story take root. In difficult times when nothing is changing, it's taking longer than you thought, it's tempting to get discouraged, bitter, water down your dreams. You have to keep telling yourself, this is not permanent. Didn't come to stay, it came to pass. I'm an overcomer. God always causes me to triumph. This is not going to stop me. Victory is headed my way. There was an experiment done with a high school in California. The principal told three teachers, since they were the most effective teachers in the district, they had the highest ratings, they were chosen for a new program. Out of thousands of students, they were going to take the top 90 students, the smartest, most talented, with the highest IQ, and put them in a class with these teachers. They could teach them at a faster pace. The teachers and the students were so excited, knowing that they were the brightest in the school. At the end of the school year, these three classes had learned 30% more than the other students. They were 30% further along in math, reading, and science. It was a huge success. Then the principal informed the teachers that they didn't have the top 90 students in the district. They had simply randomly chosen those students. The teachers felt really good, thinking they were so smart. They had done such an awesome job in teaching. Then the principal informed the teachers that they weren't the most effective teachers. They were randomly chosen out of a hat. The point is, when you tell yourself a different story, when you tell yourself that you're made in the image of God, smart, talented, favored, wise, anointed, creative, you're going to see new levels of your destiny. You may not realize it, but the only people we allow in Lakewood, we have a very strict policy. The only ones we allow online in Sirius XM are the smartest, healthiest, most talented, most creative, most attractive, most generous, most valuable, most blessed people in the world. We have great confidence in you. We see you the way God sees you. The only thing that's holding some people back is the story they're telling themselves. I'm not that talented, Joel. Not as smart as my cousin. Can't run a business like my friend. I can't write books like you do. Who knows what you can do if you'll start seeing yourself differently? I'll tell you something funny about me. Ever since I've started ministering over 20 years ago, every time I get up to speak, wherever I am, I think to myself, everyone here loves me. Everyone here thinks I'm great. Now, I know I'm naive. I know everyone doesn't. But that's the story I tell myself. Do me a favor, leave me in my ignorance. That's a lot better than getting up thinking, you know, insecure, intimidated. I don't think these people are going to like me. I don't know if they're going to listen. I'm boring them. The story I tell myself is, Joel, you're anointed. You're favored. You're blessed. I don't say that arrogantly, but in humility. The story you need to tell yourself is, God breathed His life into me. I'm a masterpiece. I have something great to offer this world. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Most of you are wonderfully made. My brother Paul was fearfully made, but you can't reach your destiny discounting yourself. seeing everyone else smarter, greater, prettier. Can I tell you, you're awesome. You're talented. You have a great personality. You're going to do something amazing. If you don't believe in yourself, it's going to limit your life. Sometimes we have a false sense of humility. Everything else is great. It's just little old me. No, God handpicked you. He chose you to be here. He crowned you with favor. He put gifts and talents in you. Your fingerprints are like no one else's. You're a designer's original. No, you're not better than anyone else, but you're not less than anyone else. Tell yourself a new story. I am valuable. I am favored. I am attractive. I have a great personality. People like being around me. You have enough people in life against you. Don't be against yourself. Are you telling yourself the right story? Joel, I stutter. I have this weakness. So did Moses. Who made your tongue? Do you think a limitation is going to keep you from your destiny? That somehow God shortchanged you? You're lacking in some area? Not a chance. Well, I have this sickness, this addiction, this problem at work. I'm not saying deny it, act like it's not there. But like the lady with the issue of blood, start telling yourself a new story. Healing is coming. Freedom is coming. Breakthroughs are coming. Like that bear, are you living with a limited mentality because of how you were raised or the environment you're in now? I'm here to tell you the door is wide open. God has awesome things in your future. Make sure your story lines up with His story, because the story you tell yourself is the story that's going to come to pass. If you'll do this, I believe and declare, like the children of the Israelites, you're going to go into your promised land. You're going to see favor, overcome obstacles, accomplish your dreams, and reach the fullness of your destiny in Jesus' name. And if you receive it, can you say amen today? Amen. Let's pray together. If you have 5 minutes, stick with me here and we'll just seal it in prayer. Lord, I thank you for what we've heard today. I know it falls on great ground, faithful people here at Lakewood, those watching, listening. Lord, I thank you that we're going out of here today with the right story, deleting the old negative limitations. And Lord, we're going to choose to believe what you say about us. Help us to have faith. Help us to believe. Lord, I thank you that we will rise higher, and that in 2022 we'll see a bountiful year, things that we couldn't make happen for your glory and not ours. Father, I ask that you protect your people this week. Watch after them and their children. Ask you to give us all wisdom. Help us to make decisions that honor you in Jesus' name. With our heads bowed in prayer, just a quick question. If your heart stopped beating in the next few minutes, are you at peace with God? Do you know where you'd spend eternity if you died a little while from now? If not, I would love to pray with you. I'm not here to condemn anybody. I'm here to help you find a new beginning. Now, I know this comes from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And in just a moment, if you're not at peace with the Lord, or maybe you are a Christian, but you've grown cold toward God, you know you need to rededicate your life. You need a fresh new start. If that's you, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to take a step of faith and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. I can't think of a better time to get on the road to victory than right now. God is not mad at you. Your sins have already been forgiven. All you have to do is accept the free gift of Christ's salvation. Will you do it today? The enemy in your thoughts will tell you, do it later. Do it next week. Listen, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. You're not hearing this by accident. Well, Joel, it's embarrassing to stand in front of everyone. Listen to what Jesus said. If you won't be ashamed of me before people, then I won't be ashamed of you before my Father in heaven. I'm going to give you a great opportunity to show God that you're not ashamed of Him. If you're not at peace with the Lord, or you just need to rededicate your life, you need a fresh new start, a new beginning. If that's you, would you be bold, take that step of faith, and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. Would you do that? Come on, Lakewood, let's give them a hand as they stand all over the building. Come on, don't put it off. I feel like there ought to be a few more. Anybody else? Up top? Watching, listening, anybody else? Don't be left out. Anybody else? They're still standing. Anybody else? Still time for you. Watching, listening, anybody? Still time. Well, God bless you. And let me tell you how proud we are of you. I know that took courage to stand up. More importantly, I know the angels are rejoicing in the heavens. It's going to be a new beginning in your life. God's never going to be ashamed of you because you took this step of faith. The scripture says that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Let me help you to call. Would you all please pray this? Everyone that's listening, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Amen. Remain standing one more moment. I want to tell you how much we love you. We're going to be praying for you. I also want to give you a personal invitation and a challenge to come back and be with us on a regular basis. We ask new believers, give us the next year of your life. Make a commitment. Just like you go to work for the next year, you're going to be with us online, in person, however you do it, but you're going to be with us. I'll make a promise to you. Before that year is over, your life will never be the same. We're going to help you grow and become all God's created you to be. I know you're busy. Sunday morning I'll roll around. Oh man, I got to run some errands. I got to go do this. Listen, life goes better when you put God in first place. You can't give God something without Him giving you more back in return. So I hope you'll get in this community of believers, get planted here. You can do it online if you're not in the city. Also, there's a class after service right out here. It's called New Beginnings. There's marriage classes after service, a women's class. You can take it online as well. Know this, the moment you stood up, God washed away all your sins, your mistakes, your failures. You are starting with a fresh, clean slate. Write it down in your Bible, March 27th, 2022, a new day of victory in your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's all stand together if you would, please. Thanks for coming out today. How many of you are going home better off than you were before? Amen. Well, we love you very much. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord show you His favor and have mercy on you. And may the Lord watch over you and give you His peace. God bless you. Have a great week. We love you very much. A favor-filled week.
What an amazing, amazing faith-filled experience. I don't know where you're watching from, but I know I'm leaving this space incredible. I had the opportunity to be in the auditorium during that experience, during the message. Real quick, you know, just off the start of this post show, put in the comments what stuck out to you during that service. Was it one of Brooke's songs? Was it something pastor said in the middle of the service? Was it something that happened even then during the offering? I know many of you give and you sow so much. Maybe it was hearing what your giving leads to, which is giving hope to people and helping people all over the world. Or maybe it was something in his message. Just again, real quick in the comments, let our team know, let us know what applied to you. I know I'm looking at my notes just from the message today. Who gives or who have you given the pen of your life to? I thought that was a powerful, thought-provoking question for me. Am I believing God's story? Am I telling myself what He says about who I am? Or am I believing the lies of the enemy? Am I shrinking my destiny, shrinking and limiting who I am and what God has for me by believing those things? So I want to encourage you, again, write in the comments what stuck out to you. We believe that you're leaving this space changed, encouraged, inspired. Let us know if you are. We love hearing this feedback. And also, maybe today is a new beginning for you. Maybe you prayed that prayer for the first time online or via radio. Right now in our comment section, we have a link that you can click to. We have something called New Beginnings. Whether you are a new believer or maybe you're new to watching online, you're new to Lakewood's faith space virtually, you've yet to explore other resources that we have, maybe you've just logged into the service, we want to encourage you. There are a lot of things that we have available and created for you to help you in your journey of faith. So click that link, check out our classes. I know I teach, Dr. Paul teaches. We try to be just encouragers alongside of you in your faith journey, especially in this chapter of your life. So check out the New Beginnings if you can, if this is a decision that you made today or you're new to watching us online. Hey, I'm excited because as you saw, Brooke was in service, leading us in worship, doing many of her new songs off her new album. We actually have her live right now, and we are going to go to her to talk about her music, to talk about what God's doing in and through her right now. I'm going to throw it to Pastor Michael, who is with Brooke right now, post-service. Let's hear.
Hey, I'm here with Brooke Frazier. Brooke Liggerwood. Liggerwood? Tell me. Okay,
so we had that. That was perfect. Liggerwood. That was it.
I did it. I did it, folks. I did it.
Okay, so
thank you very much. Thank you very much. We're so excited to get to have you here.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, we've worshiped with you for years, and so today it's just so great to have you here in the house.
I am so happy to be here this morning. And just I love all y'all, as you would say.
All y'all.
All y'all.
You did that well, too.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Yeah, so you have a new recording.
I do. Yeah, I do. I have a new album called Seven, which came out last month. So it has been a journey of obedience and faith. And I just, you know, our prayer is just that the Lord does whatever He wants with it, that it builds His church and gives Him glory. And yeah.
Amen. Well, we love having you here. Thank you so much for being a part
honor.
Of our services today. And
thrilled.
We pray that you've been blessed too. Back to you, Nick.
All right. Hey. Amazing experience today, but we also want you to know that there are a lot of things that we have throughout the week that can be a resource to you in your faith journey. As you can see, many people behind me are leaving this moment, leaving this experience, changed and different, but many of them also either come back in person to explore our marriage resources. We have things called life groups that virtually even take place. They're not just in-person things all around Houston, but we've created virtual connection spaces for you. So if you want to get into a virtual life group, just ask one of our team members in the comments. Our team members can put links in there for you where you can connect to other believers all around the world virtually through Zoom. So we're honestly trying to do everything that we can to help you, our extended family, grow in your faith. Monday night Bible studies, every Monday night. It's online for you to grow in your knowledge of the Bible, learn how to apply the Bible to your life. As I mentioned, the New Beginnings class, and there are so many other things on our YouTube channel that we've designed and packaged to help you grow in your faith, grow closer to God, and become the person God has designed you to become. Other things, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of these resources, all of these platforms. Again, we just want to be a source of hope for you in this season of your life. Whether you're single, you're married, young, old, doesn't matter where you're from, we want to help you. But again, like we always say, come visit us in person when you get the opportunity. I know I would love to meet you. Our team would love to meet you. And we just want to be a source of hope for you. So we love you so much. Thank you for tuning in today. And we'll see you very soon.